Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Okay, let's find out about the sunny and hot weather coming today after the warm weekend. With more on this taste of summer weather, we bring to air WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's it like out there right now?
Absolutely gorgeous. It's really nice. It's just a nice morning. Temperatures mostly in the 60s, low levels of humidity still. We just haven't gotten into the real warm air. It's not going to be here for a ton of time. It's really this afternoon between about noontime and into the evening hours when you're really going to feel like, wow, it's pretty hot out.
Could there be record high temperatures set today?
Absolutely. So the record high in Boston is 94, set in 1929. The record high in Worcester is 93, set in the same year. Interestingly, it's the lowest high temperature record in the book. So all the other records for June, for the month of June anyway, all the other records for June are above 94. They're either 95 or higher. So this one's kind of ripe for the picking.
Given all that, the National Weather Service has put out advisories for today.
Yeah, the Weather Service put out a heat advisory up, and that's because temperatures will feel like 100 for, or they expect it could feel near 100 for 2 hours or more. So when they put that advisory out, they actually lowered the threshold a couple of years ago. We wouldn't, you know, if this particular day 4 years ago would not have had that heat advisory issued. So the threshold's been lowered, so the advisory goes up. The temperature needs to feel like 100 to 104 for 2 hours or more this afternoon. So that's why that advisory's up. I think the best chance for that to occur is going to be just west of Boston and especially into southern New Hampshire because they'll be away from the influence of Long Island Sound.
Okay, I get that. Now, sometimes with hot weather, we get thunderstorms and some heavy rain, and I know there's some chatter about that possibility today.
Yeah, for sure. So there's going to be a cold front coming through. If you don't like the heat, this is not going to last very long. The humidity is really going to drop tomorrow. But in order to do that, we need to push that front through, and that brings showers and thunderstorms. Because the air is going to have so much moisture in it this afternoon, it won't take a lot to get some of those heavier downpours. So if we see a little bit of lift here this afternoon caused by the sun and the front, and we get some of those thunderstorms, they could have some of those downpours, could see some quick street flooding, and also we could see some severe weather, especially northwest of Boston. We'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the afternoon for sure.
All right, so what about the rest of the week if a cool front is coming through later today or tonight?
So the rest of the week looks glorious. If you're on vacation this week, it's a great one. Temperatures tomorrow will get into the lower 80s. It will be much lower in terms of humidity. And then we'll be around 80 as we head for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. Dry weather continues, and we are in the early stages of a drought. We're not officially in moderate drought yet, but without any rain, if we were to miss these showers this afternoon and then have all this dry weather this week, I expect that that may happen.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.